Good morning, church. Welcome on this beautiful fourth Sunday of Easter as we celebrate God's gift of resurrection hope. A blessed Mother's Day to all our women and our mothers today. We give thanks for each of you. You got some sunshine today, so we are incredibly grateful for that. A few announcements before we get started. Please don't forget, Sweep the Streets will be Memorial Weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's a sign-up sheet out there in the narthex for you. Even if there's one or two nights you can do, that is greatly appreciated from Floyd and Delene and the rest of our crew. It's a great way to give a service to our community as well as we get back to celebrating many wonderful events. Next Sunday, our Melt Youth Group will meet at Art in the Alley. I'll have more details for that later, but we look forward to continue to rebuild that group for kids 7th grade and up, and an opportunity for them to get together, our whole county of Moravian kids. 2 weeks from now will be a special Sunday when we welcome many new members, and Peyton and Reese will be baptized as well. It will also be our final week of Sunday school, and the 22nd will be a youth Sunday as well, so we'll have a game and activity for the kids after church. And then our combined VBS is looking for people to handle supplies from Dover to Sharon. We need 2 to 3 people who have pickup trucks who are willing to volunteer. It's not heavy material, but it is some big cardboard box material that we need to carry there. So that's why we need a pickup cab for that. Please contact me if you're interested. I'll reach out to Sam Payton. I'll get some dates on when we need to pick those up. And then this coming Wednesday, we will have food on the fly from 4:30 to 6. Great meals here. You can drive through the back parking lot. Meals are still just $10. It is a great opportunity, a great fellowship. We continue to remain incredibly grateful to all our volunteers who are a part of that community service. And then trustees will follow on the 11th at 6:30. And then please don't forget our annual Strawberry Festival is coming up around the corner this summer. We have a sign-up sheet for that as well. We need a lot of help with that. So if there's one or two things you can do for that, that would be greatly appreciated as well. That's all I have for announcements at this time. Let us please stand and extend the right leg of fellowship. You may be seated. Our watchword this week comes from Revelation chapter 7, verse 10. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Amen. At this time, I invite you to stand as we join together to sing as a mother holds her baby. Please rise. That is one of my favorite hymns to sing as a mother holds her baby. It was actually written, if you know some of your, pay attention to the songwriters on your Moravian text, that was written by John Hicks. His brother Jim Hicks was the Western District President when I started going through the candidacy process. And he was such an instrumental part of ministry for me and even opened the door for a tribe ministry to me before I even joined the Moravian Church. So that song has a special connection to me. John passed, I believe, a couple years ago, actually. So we remember him and his ministry through that song. At this time, we turn to our liturgy as we celebrate Mother's Day. This is a liturgy that we got out of our new, you have your blue hymnals that we remember. This is actually a purple hymnal that we don't have in our church, but it came out, I think, in the early 2000s, called Sing to the Lord a New Song. And in there are new liturgies, and this is one of my favorites, the liturgies they have for Mother's Day and Father's Day. They make very important connections, and what I love is they remember many different mothers and fathers in many different circumstances on this day. And I always think it's fitting, and it sounds great when it's not just my voice heard, but the women in this congregation who are heard throughout this liturgy. So what I'm going to do is, after I get done speaking, is I'll invite the women in our congregation to stand and to actually be the liturgist after the first paragraph, and I'll pick up on the blessing in the last paragraph. If you do not feel comfortable, or maybe there's a line that comes to you and you don't feel comfortable speaking that, you can go ahead and sit down. Don't feel like you have to speak, but I think it's a good opportunity to hear from many of the different female role models we have in our church, because all of our women, our men, they are all very important part of our ministry and the life of our congregation here. So at this time, I invite the women to stand for our Mother's Day liturgy. I will read the first two paragraphs, and then we'll actually work our way. We'll start with, actually, we'll go from mother to daughter. How about that? We'll go Angie to Alicia. We'll go down all the way back to Jill, to Jackie, to Paula, and then we'll come up. We may not get every one of you because we are so well represented today, but that's okay. I'll read this first section. Lord, on this day set aside to honor and remember mothers, we give you thanks for our mothers. We are grateful that you chose to give us life through them, and that they received the gift of life from your hands and gave it to us. Thank you for the sacrifices they made in carrying us and giving us birth. We thank you for the women who raised us, who were our mothers in childhood, whether birth mom, adopted mom, older sister, aunt, grandmother, stepmother, or someone else. We thank you for the women who held us and fed us, who cared for us and kissed away our pain. We pray that our lives reflect the love they showed us, and they would be pleased to be called our moms.
We pray for older moms whose children are grown.
Joy and satisfaction for a job well done. Grant them rest and peace as they trust you for the future.
We pray for pregnant women who will soon be moms.
Grant them patience and good counsel in the coming months. Go ahead, Billy.
We pray for moms who face the demands of single parenthood.
Grant them strength and wisdom. Give them time to share with their families.
We pray for moms who are raising their children in poverty.
Grant them relief and justice.
We pray for moms who try to balance vacation, vocation, and family.
Grant them courage for the living of each day. Amy, you want to? Patience and understanding and love. Grant them faith and hope. Grant them support and insight. Grant them comfort in the resurrection of Christ Jesus. Grant them healing and peace.
We pray for moms who give up their children for adoption.
Grant them peace and confidence as they trust in your providence.
We pray for adoptive mothers.
Grant them joy and gratitude for the gifts you have provided. Grant them wisdom and discernment.
We pray for women who desperately want to be mothers.
Grant them grace to accept your timing and will.
We pray for all the women who have assumed a mother's role in a child's life.
Grant them joy and appreciation of others. Grant them the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Oh, you're good.
We pray for those people present who are grieving the loss of their mother in the past year.
Grant them comfort and hope in Christ's resurrection. This time, I invite all women and girls to stand for a blessing. Lord, we thank you for the gift of motherhood. We thank you for the many examples of faithful mothers in Scripture like Sarah, Hannah, Elizabeth, and Lois. Now hear the names of other women who have inspired us by their motherly examples. Please share at this time.
Carol Regula.
Winnie Drum.
Jackie Ebert.
Wendy Lippert. Isabel Boyd and Mary Lippert. And there are many motherly names we lift in our hearts at this time. We are mindful this day of all these women, and especially Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had the courage and faith to say yes to your calling. May these women gathered here today emulate these examples of faith, and may they model for all the rest of us what it means to be your disciples. Bless them on this special day. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may all be seated. We'll now hear God's word in Scripture.
Our first reading today is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Second reading is John 10:22-30. Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts talking to Solomon's colonnade. The Jews were there gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you did not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe me because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one."
Amen. Thanks be to God. At this time, we come together in prayer, of lifting our joys, our concerns, our celebrations, all our worries and concerns to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. First and foremost, in the liturgy we prayed together today, we remember all of our moms in many different roles. And I think we talked a lot about in our new members class when we baptize a child into our congregation. They are adopted by many different spiritual moms in our congregation. So today is a day where we give thanks to many different types and roles of mother, and especially those who spiritually watch over and take care of our children. And a lot to celebrate in the wider life of the church this week as well. I want to give a big shout out to everyone who participated and helped out in the 250th celebration of Shenbrunn Village. The weather was horrible, but the day was beautiful, and it really was profound. We went to Kent State. We had a great ceremony. I want to give a special thanks to Millie, Martha, and Evelyn, who were super utility players that day. I'm sure all three of you are exhausted. They were helping direct cars from the village to Kent State, hosting a dinner here, and then also helping out with our kids and our youth as well. But we are grateful to everyone who made that day special. And this celebration continues for this entire year. So there's a lot of things to look forward to with that. Also, I ask that you uplift in prayer our unity board of the Moravian Church. So the worldwide Moravian Church, when they gather, this will be the first time they've been able to meet in person in 2 years, and it will be in the Czech Republic. So please keep those delegates in prayer. Many of you know that the Czech Republic is right next to Ukraine and the crisis there. But the good thing is, Sister Betsy Miller, our provincial president, and Justin Robach, who is just here to preach on Sunday, they've had quite a busy week. They're going from Ohio to the Czech Republic to be there to serve us. Betsy will be our delegate, and Justin will be her translator. So we're grateful for that. The blessing of them going to the Czech Republic, though, is they're actually going to get to see the mission places that we've donated to house Ukraine refugees. So we're going to hear that story. We're going to look for other ways we can serve. That's what I'm most excited is. Hopefully Justin will bring back some opportunities and some items that people in that area need. And I was really touched that Justin and Chris shared that it was not a random settlement of Ukrainian refugees, but it was basically, it sounded like it was a whole class of kids and their parents and families that came to this hotel so these students can stay together. So imagine in a crisis like that, having that opportunity gifted to them. So we pray for that, for safe travel. We also want to give thanks in our community. We had a wonderful National Day of Prayer on Thursday in the square in Philly. Many different representatives, many different delegates. And I ask that you continue to pray for our public servants, whether they're local officials, whether they're state officials, or whether they're on a national level. And also whether they're elected or whether they're just somebody who serves in a state position. Please continue to pray for them, watch over them, because many of them are in difficult, difficult spots trying to serve our county and our world. We also offer prayers for Ukraine at this time and continue to pray for God's peace. In our individual prayers this week, we uplift in prayer, continue to uplift in prayer, Tammy Bennett, Jim Ferrone, Tammy Eichel-Smith, Amy Pasquinelli, Corey Gorby, Corey Beitzel, Dave Poole, Michelle Stevens, Gail Slater, Clara Gorby, Ryan Castor, Linda Bennington, all victims of COVID-19, Troy Coventry as well. And then in birthdays and anniversaries this week, we give thanks that Mr. Peyton Neff is celebrating his 12th birthday today. So we rejoice in that. And then Tim and Linda Northrup and Steve and Jackie Pasquinelli have an anniversary coming up on Tuesday. So we have a lot to be celebrate and a lot to be joyful for as well. Let us take some time in silence and invite God in this time of prayer. Loving God, we are so grateful for the sunshine that is coming through the windows right now. We have waited so long for it, so help us to just rejoice, to relish in it, to get outside and feel the gift of God's love poured out for us in a real and tangible way. And on this Mother's Day, we celebrate, we rejoice, we uplift for those. This is a hard day for mothers who are grieving the loss of children, for those who are grieving the loss of mothers. Help them to feel comforted and protected. Because we realize that when we are a part of your family, we are taken care of from many different perspectives. From the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which is the mother that watches over us and comforts us and takes care of us. May we feel that presence in our life and our world. Gracious God, be with many people that we've been praying for a while, dealing with different health concerns and issues, and just help them to know that even when it takes a while, your healing presence is with them and in their lives. And gracious God, we pray for many people who are traveling in our world, for those who are going to represent our wider church, for those who are traveling to be with friends and family as people graduate from college and high school. Be with them, watch over them, and remind them that every step, every mile, and every journey we take Jesus Christ with us. In your blessings and prayers, amen. At this time, we turn to our offering, reminding you that there is no plate going up and down the pews. There is one in the back if you'd like to make an in-person donation. We continue to thank many of you who use scmchurch.org, and we continue to look for ways that we can serve, uplift, and support our local community in need. At this time, I invite you to stand as we join together in the offertory hymn. Pray together. Gracious Savior, help us to remember that as a mother cares for her child, your love cares for us in our world. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, I invite the children to come forward for the children's chat. Come on up. Let's see, we're going to take our three youngest right here. We're going to put our three oldest in one group right here. And actually, I'm going to add some people who are children at heart. Jacob Cannon, come up here. Come up here. You're going to be an artist for me. So what we're going to talk about today is translation. Justin Robach and Bishop Beasler, Justin, who was here in worship with us last Sunday, as they talked about how difficult it can be to translate something from the Delaware Nation language to the German language and back and try to teach it like they did originally at Schönbrunn Village 250 years ago. So we're going to actually show how hard it can be to translate something from one person to the other when we don't always know what's going on. So what I'm going to want is the three of you actually, let's go right here. You're going to go back to back. Tristan, you can go up front. You can be the last back. Or actually, no, you don't have to go back. The three of you go back to back. So one of you, or sorry, stand in a line. One of you staring the other one behind. So Rylan, you get behind Tyler. There you go. There you go. There you go. Right there. Peyton, just like that. Follow him. You're in a line. All right. Kids, can we do that too? Can you follow that? So you get a line right there, Brandon. Or go look at Jacob. Perfect, right there. So what we're going to do is the person at the back of the line is going to get a picture. One of my pens fell. Does somebody have a pen? Em, can we use your pen?
Oh, wait, this one's not.
Oh, we could have used whiteboards. I should have thought of that. There we go. Now we can use these Pasquinelli tax pens, though. We can make sure we get good use of those. All right. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you the person at the back a picture. So are you guys paying attention? So Reese, you're going to get a picture, and what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to draw that picture on that person's back, and then Brandon is going to have to draw it on Aubrey's back, and then Jacob, actually, you're going to turn around, and then she's going to draw it on your back, and then you're going to draw it on there, and we're going to see how close we get to our actual picture. So you guys ready to rock and roll? We'll see how this rolls. All right, so we'll start with our first picture. Hold on one sec, let me pull it up. No peeking, no peeking. All right, Reese, this is your picture.
Okay.
You got to draw it on Brandon's back.
That looks easy enough.
All right. Peyton, here's your picture. You got to draw it on Rylan's back. Go for it. You got to... What's that?
Talk to Rylan.
Okay. And now, Rylan, you're going to do that to Tyler once Peyton is done? How are we doing over here? Do you need to try it again? That's okay. So, what you're doing, you're trying to do what Reese did to your back, you're trying to do it exactly to Aubrey's back. It's not going to be perfect, Brandon, but just do your back. You want me to help you? To do. Now what do you got to add? Here, I'll help you. So that's what you're drawing on her back. All right, let's see what we got, artist. Are we there yet? Aubrey, are you drawing yet? You're okay. It's not going to be perfect. Actually, use that. That's perfect. Go all the way. All right. Artist, you want to come forward? Come in the middle here. All right. So I'll show you. You guys can hold it to your chest. This is what they were asked to draw. This is the sun. Let's see what our artists have. It's a smiley face. What is? It's a square. All right. That was a good. That was a practice one. Let's do. We're gonna do one more. How about you guys want to do one more? All right, get back in your squares. You guys can switch spots if you want. Tyler, you haven't done one? Aubrey's going to do the back? All right, so I'm going to start with Aubrey first. This one's going to be a little bit of a harder one, but I'm interested to see what you get. Oh, Aubrey, did you draw it? You're good. Actually, that's a good idea. Brandon's doing it at the same time you're doing it. Oh, sorry, my phone went. That doesn't help you, does it? That's okay. All right, I'll help you too since that's the hard one.
Oh.
You get a little help because you guys are young.
Oh, that's what we
have. All right, we'll give them one sec. We'll give Jacob a chance to draw. All right, artist, do we feel good? All right, hold it to your chest. So this is what I asked them to draw. It's a sheep, a little sheep. This one's a little tougher. All right, artist, let's see what your sheep look like. Let's see your sheep. See? There's a sun. It's closer. Sun, sheep. Yeah, there we go. Let's give our artists a round of applause for that. So let's come back. Hold on. So why do you think we did sheep? Why were sheep important? Reese.
Because they had sheep.
Sheep, yep, they're important. Absolutely, they had sheep. Brandon, what are you going to say? That's okay. Why are sheep important? Because Jesus is the shepherd. What does that make us? Sheep. We're the sheep. We're the sheep that God takes care of and God tend to. And guess what? The sun, that's important too. Because guess who God's lights reflect through? Who?
Us.
So just as you were touching each other's back like this, that's how God works through us. When our light shines through me, it can shine through Abby, it can shine through Brandon, all the way down to Jacob. So we share that love with each other through God and for God. So I want you guys to remember that. We're Christ's sheep. We listen to him. We listen to what he has to tell us. And his light reflects through us. And sometimes it takes some translation to get there. And sometimes that's hard, right? Some of you guys had a real hard time. I have a hard time with that because I'm a visual learner. So when I can't see that, that makes it very difficult for me. But let's all get in a circle and pray and celebrate that God knows each of us by name. So you guys get in a circle with me? Big kids, you're welcome in the circle too. You guys earned it. Let's pray. Can I get in here? Hopefully my hands aren't sticky this time. Let's pray. God, we thank you and bless you and just give thanks for these kids and all the artists and creativity that they have in their hearts, and remind them that they are your sheep, that you know them by name, and that your light and love reflects and live through each and every one of us. In your blessed and gracious name we pray. Amen. Good job, everyone. Head on back. Thank you, artists. Oh, yeah, that'd be a good one. Thank you. I'll hang these up in the office for all of you. All right. Why don't we have a moment of prayer as we transition? Gracious God, open our hearts, our minds, and our ears to the message that you have to say to us, that we too can be students willing to learn and especially translate your love from us to other people, because we know your love is best when it reflects through us for the grace and mercy that you give each and every one of us. In your name we pray. Amen. So what we're going to do for our message today is it's going to be a little bit different. I'm going to give you a very small sermon, which I'm sure you all will appreciate, and then I want to show you After I went, amen to that, right? After we went through this week at Shenrun Village, it was such a powerful and moving experience in so many different places, whether it was the anniversary, whether it was actually touring the village itself and getting to hear our educational lessons, or getting to be there on Kids Day the next day. There were so many profound and awesome things that happened this week, that I want you all to get a chance to see that and to experience it. Because I realize for some of you, you didn't get an opportunity to be there. And it wasn't because of a lack of want, it was just because it was during the day, you had a work day going on and you couldn't get off for that. But I want you to know that it was such a wonderful and beautiful celebration, and that we are privileged, that we were the people that got to be there on the 250th anniversary. So I just want to start this mini sermon by reminding you of our text that we had today. John 10:27 said, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." And I think when I heard those words this week, I think about the fact that this week in our county, we were fortunate to get to hear, to get to listen to, and to know many voices. Because we got to hear from the wonderful and dedicated staff of Shenrun Village, the army of volunteers. We also got to hear from members of the Delaware Nation, which for me was very touching because I never had an opportunity to meet them before. So to hear those personal connections, the names behind the stories. And we got to hear from dignitaries from the state of Ohio. We had many different people from our tourist organization. Congressman Johnson was here as well. and many leaders of our Moravian Church descended upon our valley this weekend for the 250th anniversary. We had our PEC president, Betsy Miller. We had our Eastern District president, Melissa Johnson. We had Paul Poiker in charge of our archives. We had Craig Atwood here from Moravian Seminary a week before finals were due, but he made sure that he could be out here. That's one of the great things now is everything is on Zoom for their classes. So Craig was able to travel to be with us in Ohio, teach his class from his hotel room Monday, and then go about the events that we had this week. And I have a lot of highlights throughout this weekend. But some of the special ones for me were I got to hear stories from Teresa Johnson and Levi Randall, native Delaware people. Teresa is actually from a place called Moravian Town. It is in Ontario, Canada. So if you go on up to Ontario, you can actually visit Moravian Town, maybe get a nice little t-shirt to go with it, and celebrate that. And she can trace her descendants to the massacre that happened in Janadenhutton. So this celebration has a personal, deeply rooted connection for her. And Levi, he comes from Oklahoma. One of the things that I really learned this week is when people are part of an Indian nation or culture, is one of the things we don't realize because of genocide, because of attacks from settlers, because of promises our government didn't fulfill on. Many of these nations are cut up in different parts of the country. So the Delaware Nation could have people all the way up in Canada, and they could have people all the way down in Oklahoma. Levi comes from Oklahoma, and he represents a large part of the Delaware Nation that did not interact with the Moravian Mission of Ohio. And one of my favorite things was hearing from Craig Atwood, the professor of Moravian Studies. And during the afternoon, the morning, we got rained out and we got sent to Kent State. And Kent State did such a beautiful job hosting us. I'm so grateful for Wendy Zuckel's decision to do that. It was a difficult decision not to be on Shenren Village, but it was actually very funny. Right as she got up to speak at 10:15, you could just hear the downpour come on Kent State's campus, and you knew that she made the right decision then and there. But in the afternoon, we got to hear these little educational talks, and this was the first time I got to hear from one of my favorite seminary professors since I was actually in seminary. And Craig shared with us the story of how David Zeisberger and the missionaries and the member of the Delaware Nation formed this mission that happened at Shenren Village. And what was interesting is I know some of David Zeisberger's story, but not enough. But we learned about him is that his family came to Zinzendorf's estate from actually Moravia. So Moravia was a country. It was a place where the Czech Republic would be, and they sought refuge on Zinzendorf's estate. And while Zeisberger was there, a young kid, his parents were actually sent as missionaries to the colonies at that time. And so Zeisberger went into boarding school as a teenager while his parents were missionaries. So imagine that, being 12, 13 years old, finding out that your parents are going across the world, getting on an 18th century boat and sharing the gospel of Jesus, and you're going to be behind learning your studies. What Zeisberger, though, was he was relentless. He wanted to follow in the footsteps of his parents, and when he was 17, don't do this, children, he snuck off, got on a boat, went overseas himself to serve in the colonies. And the records actually say from his teenage years, his adults consider him a bad apple, so to speak, because of what he was willing to do and to disobey people in order to serve God. But Craig told a lot of great stories. And what was most powerful for me is Craig got in the middle of this lecture sharing about how the Moravians came together with the Delaware Nation to form a place where people could live in harmony, where their differences would not be accounted for, but the love of God that they shared with each other would be the most important thing. And then Craig stopped halfway through that presentation, and Levi Randall from the Delaware Nation, he started to play on his drum. And for me, I was sitting right next to Levi when he was doing that. You'll see in our picture. It was a powerful moment. Many of you got to hear him at the presentation, but his voice is just, it reaches your soul. And in those 3 minutes that he played on his drum, I felt like I was there. 250 years ago, listening to the beautiful culture of the native people and just feeling that brother and sisterhood that started Schönbrunn Village. And those are powerful moments we need to educate our children about. Because when we celebrate 250 years, the most important question for us is, where do we go from here? What do the next 250 years look like for us? And I think for us, the word that comes to my heart is, we honor that legacy. We honor that spirit of peace and cooperation, because we remember, even though there was a massacre at Janaydenhut, even though many times they had to restart and rebuild, that effort, that sense of cooperation, that spirit, it never died. And that legacy can be reborn through each and every one of us, as Christ was reborn for us. So let's listen and learn from one another. Because it was not lost on me that we happened to celebrate the 250th anniversary of our village on the day we had an election of all days. And that made me think a lot about the differences that we squabble over, about the differences between Democrats and Republicans. And you know what? The differences that exist in our culture are probably about this short between Democrats and Republicans. Because when you compare to somebody in the 17th century from the Delaware Nation and a German immigrant finding ways to work together in cooperation, in peace and love, if they can do it, we certainly can do it. We can honor that legacy. We can care for one another. We can love each other. So let's be those sons and daughters who really believe in that and carry that in our hearts. That's all I have to say at this moment, but I just encourage you to remember that scripture that Christ calls us by name. And you'll see in these pictures that every single person has a role, a mission, and an opportunity to serve God. So let us all continue to serve. At this time, we'll watch our slides. Thank you. Seth has also written a new book that is available in the gift shop as well. I just started reading it. Really, really good in-depth look at all the different houses in the village. True, right as we finished at 3, it rained all day and then in one ray. As you can see from our slides, we had a great week of ministry here. We had a great life. I was talking to Emily, and there are so many times we got teary-eyed just seeing friends and guests with us, knowing that we had an event in the midst of this pandemic. It happened. It went off without any hitches or anything like that, and we give thanks for that. And the other part is that know your name aspect of our gospel. The aspect for us to really lean on here, right, is knowing our history, not just as Americans, not just as citizens of Ohio, but as Moravians, and making sure that history stays alive through each of us. And especially, I know many of us take it for granted when we have such a big tourist destination literally less than a mile down the road, but a lot has changed since you toured it yourself in third grade. There's a lot of new things. You can see the new cabin. The work that the historical builders and architects have done on that is fabulous. It's one of the highlights of my morning is when I'm running with Jinx and we get to see what they've added to that every day. So you want to check this out. You want to support our history, and we want that legacy of peace and cooperation to live through us. And we celebrate that by joining together in song and remembering that we are the sheep of Christ Jesus. So will you rise and join with me as we sing, "I Am Jesus, Little Lamb." Bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus, amen.